Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. May the Force be with you. And you know, as you know, I have the Force here with me, and I will give it to you, small business owners. That's what we do here on the show. We create the Force, and we give it to you so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And the way we do that is by introducing you to our great Brain Trust members, like our good friend Mike Stewart, who's with us right now. Mike is, golly, he's been with us since 1999, since the last millennia, folks. He's been with us, and he's not quite that old, but he's been around a long time. He knows what he's talking about. He's been in the marketplace a long time. He's the president of Stewart & Stewart, Inc. He's the author of Close More Sales, and he's here to help you and me get more business. Mike Stewart, welcome back.
Jim, thanks a million. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back, Mike. It's always a pleasure. Let's help folks get more business. How do we do that, Mike?
Well, through relationships. That's the way you maintain business, and that's the way you get new business. You know, more sales are made through relationships, Jim, than any other way. Do you believe that?
I believe it 100%.
Absolutely, and it's fairly easy for most of us to maintain relationships with our existing customers. You know, that's why they're such good customers, is because we do have good relationships with them. And they keep coming back because they like us and they trust us. And, you know, people do want to buy from mm-hmm. people that they like and trust. It's one of the oldest adages in sales.
And, you know, Mike, when you and I were coming up in the marketplace as pups many decades ago, you could call on people who didn't know you, and you could sell them stuff, and you could go back and sell them again, and never ever really get to know them. You could pull that off. Now, it wasn't as much fun, and that wasn't the way I did it. It wasn't the way you did it, but you could do that. You could do business with people without them really knowing you. They would let you call on them, and if you did a good job of selling them, they would buy stuff from you. Today, but even in those days, relationships were important. But today, relationships are everything, I think. What do you think?
Well, I think they are. Business has changed.
Because you can't just walk in, drop in on somebody these days and leave with a check like you could 30 years
now
ago.
That's right. It takes more to get appointments with and
to talk to prospects
than it used to. Mm-hmm. Because people are so busy and the whole thing's changed. You mentioned one time a new normal post 2008.
Yep, that's another
paradigm shifter.
And
there is a new normal
shifter
out there.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me?
I said that was a paradigm shifter too, wasn't it?
Oh, you better believe it.
It was already happening because of the age of the customer having access to all the information. But 2008
exactly.
Shifted things again, didn't it?
I believe it did. But the key really is, I believe, in one of the keys in getting new business is being able to adapt to the customer so that you can create rapport pretty quickly. And as I said, people want to do business with people that they like and trust. And they're already doing business with your competitors, and the chances are pretty good they like them and they trust them, or mm-hmm. they would not be doing business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the real keys is to connect with a prospect in a way that makes them accept you and to feel comfortable with you. And hopefully to like you. And, you know, day in and day out, you know, we're constantly in situations that require us to deal with others. We constantly repeat the learned behaviors that have become ingrained as habitual reflexes within us. We do the same thing over
mm-hmm.
and over.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to go in and make the same sales presentation every time. And, you know, too often our behaviors conflict with the behaviors of other people. And people don't care about us and our interests. They care about themselves and what's in it for them.
We're funny, you know? Like that, aren't we, us humans?
Yeah, we are.
We humans.
As a result, you know, how we present ourselves to others influences how they see us, mm-hmm. and directly affects our day-to-day success in dealing with them.
I like what I like what you said about people do business with people they know and trust. You didn't say You didn't say they do business with people because of the stuff you sell or the service you provide. You didn't say that. And when we come back after these messages, we're going to develop that a little bit, folks. Think about this. Mike Stewart, and I know he's right about this, said people do business with people they like and trust. He didn't say they do business with you because they like your products, they know your products, they want your products, they need your products. He didn't say anything about products. He didn't say anything about price. He talked about the relationship. We're going to develop that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're in the presence of Mike Stewart, one of the best at growing more business. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You running around.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.